today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, do you have any credos or slogans that you try to live by?
There is one I come back to quite a bit, Jim. No justice, no rock and roll.
There we go. All right, Patrick, I would say another star from last night when we were at the night one was Justice.
Justice
Fuller, right?
Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
Amazing singer, amazing talent.
Mm-hmm. Also playing the fiddle, the violin.
Oh,
there.
My gosh, so great. Good, so good. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're talking with folks who are attending Suburbs Fest, and we have Justice here.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. And we talked to Justice not all that long ago.
That's
at
right.
Settle Down Easy Brewery.
I know.
So it was great.
I didn't want to jump in because I just took over your podcast, but
keep
here
taking
I am.
Over. Yes, keep taking over.
Oh, it's great. It was great. You're like a regular there now.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. What are you drinking?
Okay. This is a drink.
I'm setting the timer.
And I wish that people listening could see it, but this is a drink that has been imbued with some Indiana gummy bears.
Wow.
For real. Albany's gummy bears, shout out. Not sponsored.
Like an infusion?
Yeah. Like it's just, I think, a lot of gin and then these gummy bears in here.
Oh, sweet.
So get to the back of the conference room if you want one. But
right.
I literally just wanted the opportunity to say Indiana gummy bears on the podcast,
right.
And that's why it came with me.
The first time it's been uttered, I do believe. There will be a band called Indiana Gummy Bears. There you go.
That Hi, boyfriend. Start. Yeah, he made them.
Nice. Okay. So Justice, you are from Indiana, or you live in Indiana, but
I
you also spent time here in the D.C. area
That's
for a
right.
long time. Yeah.
I lived in Fairfax, Virginia for 5 years, and I still have family here. So I lived in Northern Virginia and love it, and always forget how shitty it is to drive when I get out here.
Everybody that I talked to last night, how was your drive? Great till we got here.
That's right. And I wasn't even lugging three smelly men and thousands of tons of equipment. She didn't say smelly, but I said it for her. I'm, of course, joined by my better half here, Brittany Reese.
Hi. I'm
hey, Brittany.
I weaseled in again.
I just came out here to check out a Frank Muffin show.
Okay, Justice, we started the clock. So what did you want to talk about today?
So what I wanted to talk about was to do a shameless self-promotion and then also make a joint announcement with Brittany. So I'm here to tell you guys that I have a new live EP that is printed and in hand.
Wow.
I have several copies of it here for all of our friends of the pod. They are free, free,
Whoa.
Free, free. So if anybody wants a physical copy, let me know. And then this is going to get launched on Spotify pretty soon. I don't
Fantastic.
Have a date, but yeah, it has my face on it and
Look
my name.
It has your name on the front. It has
it's got a label on it. It's a Playtone record.
What is it called?
This is called November 6th, Duncan Hall by Justice Fuller.
Change, but no matter the beginning, the end is the same.
It is a live EP that we recorded last year, and it has been mixed, mastered, engineered by Brittany.
Oh, hi.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Well, you know, it says November 6th, but we didn't list the year because it's the year that won't be named.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. But
it's from the verboten year.
Got yeah, it. but that was tracked live, so I didn't have to do any of the fancy studio stuff for that. But when it came to compiling the songs, choosing which ones finally were set here, because it was a from the whole set, we picked some of the faves mm-hmm. here to go on and made it sound great.
Yeah,
which wasn't hard because guys, it's Justice. So my work was minimal, but I'm thrilled to have my name on the back of it. It's really great.
I plastered her name all over this puppy.
In one place. Yes. I appreciate
two places.
It.
You're on the disc and you're on the disc and the jacket, girl.
Wow. Now, is this a self-financed effort? Did you create a label to issue this? Or
well, so that actually leads us into the announcement that I wanted to make for this episode.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So Brittany and I are here to talk about a project that we've been working on for most of this year. We, along with Hans and our good buddy Chris June, who is another Indiana musician, are actually forming a record label that is launching on Monday.
It's kind of a semi-label. It's also like more of a collaborative music community.
It's kind
sort
of a co-op.
Kind of a co-op.
It's like
kind
a co-op
of a label.
And
the whole goal is to really share our, you know, what are the little secrets that you've learned in promoting oneself, because mm-hmm. you know, so many of us are operating independently, and so we've all learned different tricks along the way, or we've all learned a few ins and outs here, but maybe we don't have the complete picture. So how can we pool our resources? That's what it's really kind of boiling down to.
So we are starting out with three artists. So that would be Frank Muffin, mm-hmm. our friend Chris June, who is part of the group June IND, and then me, Justice Fuller. And she's saying pool resources, but really they're just helping me because I have nothing and I know nothing.
You've got the talent. That's what you bring to the table, which is very important. Yeah. Does the label project co-op have a name?
It sure does. And it's actually printed on this jacket. Wow. I think this is our first printed.
Is it really?
It's on here. So
001.
We'll pretend I didn't type this up and then forget what was on it.
Yeah, I didn't credit you for the album art, did I?
It is called Noise Trends.
Okay.
And if I may share the origin story all the way back, all the way back to the throwback, back ages ago, you can correct me for any of the details I'm getting wrong, but Hans's one of his first bands that he was ever in was called Lint. And as a fun little bit, one of the members had just decided to turn that into an acronym, even though I don't think it was originally, and decided that that stood for Limited International Noise Trends.
Oh.
So, you know, that was completely a backwards workaround to get to why we chose to use Noise Trends for the name here that we're using. So
cool.
It's kind of a niche to that, you know, our location in Indiana, but we're kind of really stoked about what model that could create for other communities mm-hmm. in the way that it's really easy to be competitive in the world of self-promotion in local music groups and trying to say, well, you know, we're all trying to book gigs. We don't want this other band to get that gig that we want.
Yeah.
But really, really, we all benefit so much from what can we do together? Mm-hmm. And some of the online resources are subscription based. It costs money to put up an online store. It costs money to put up a website. Not every band can front that.
Right.
So in what ways can we maybe create a collaborative space for that information to be shared? How can we just kind of share those expenses across the table? So we have a Noise Trends website that is launching,
It will be fully live. And we'll be able to find it at
noisetrends.com.
Beautiful.
That's right. And I know some of your listeners are probably thinking, competition in central Indiana, how could that actually be a thing? But actually, Brittany and Hans and I all come from this super rich, dense, musically talented region in the middle of a cornfield. And for a lot of you guys in those in-between states, everybody has a scene. That's the thing, is that everybody has a music scene. So, you know, I've been so lucky to get to become friends with Brittany over the last 2 years. And what's so exciting about this project is that we just all bring a wealth of experience and knowledge that's all different for everybody. So we're starting out with three artists, but I'm so excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So it could be that somebody in the group has a little bit better handle on like social media marketing plans and ideas. Like how do you really lean into that algorithm to make it work for you? Somebody else might have a better sense of graphic design. You're not necessarily in the same band. So how do you self-promote if you don't all have those levels of expertise? Mm-hmm. So when we pool our resources, we're all the better for it.
And I just also want to throw out there that somebody, meaning everybody in our group, has a better grasp on everything than I do. So thank you for bringing
up performing and singing, which is where your expertise lies.
But yeah, I'm so excited that this is, I feel like this EP is kind of the test balloon, because some of our friends and some of the people that have participated in the Friday Night Hootenanny know that we've been working on a fully produced, full-length LP studio project for me for the last year and a half that Brittany is producing. I'm so proud that she is the executive producer on it because she's so freaking talented. But this live EP is just kind of like our test balloon. So I hope people will check it out on Spotify. I hope that if anybody wants a physical copy, there's a chance I'll drive it to your door if you want it. Because we'll obviously travel, but I just want to get it out there. And I've had a lot to say over the last 2 years and a lot of music to write. So I'm just excited to share it with you guys. You're so supportive.
It's pretty amazing. And one question that comes to mind, are you guys thinking of focusing strictly on artists from your area, or would it be something larger where you'd, you know, maybe I wouldn't take an artist, but I'd show you how to start something similar in your area? Or what was your thought behind that?
I'm not sure what that model will look like in the future. It makes the most sense to keep it within our location area. But yep. I really do see some potential for it to be used either as a model for another location. Here's the buzzer, but I'm going to try to finish my thought. Yeah. That, you know, another location might be able to start their own version of something like Noise Trends, maybe using tips and tricks from what we've learned and scrapped and changed and adapted to along the way, or maybe more in that satellite format where it's like, now, you know, we've got Noise Trends home, but maybe someday it makes sense for there to be Noise Trends, you know, Cleveland, or Noise Trends, wherever.
The bottom line is, we all know that music is about the community. That's why we're all here today. So we just hope that people will think it's cool.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea, and I wish you guys all the best. And let us know how we can help. And
absolutely.
We'd be absolutely willing to support that and do that.
All right. I want to squeeze in just this one last question before we go, because this would be a good play out. Tell us about one of the songs on here. Just give us something
song.
On one of the songs.
The frog song. Okay. So the last track on the album, which Hans, Reese, and I are officially in a Twitter beef because he made me think I had a typo on this when I didn't. But the last track on this, Fog on the Mountain, Frog on the Mountain. So much has been going on in the last 2 years that I don't even know how to verbalize. We would need an entire podcast to discuss it. But my reaction to some of the things that have been happening are the last track on this EP, Fog on the Mountain. It's about Breonna Taylor, # say her name. So I want people to listen to that track and let me know what they think. Even if they hate it, I can take it.
All right. Okay. Big round. That's awesome. All right, this is great. I think we have one more episode to get to tomorrow.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Thanks very much, Justice and Brittany.
Thanks, Justice and Brittany.
Thank you.
And, such a great idea.
Everyone, go find this. This will be on the streamings, right? So,
yeah, this, by the time this launches, this will be on Spotify and Apple Music.
So Justice is the EP.
Yes.
Check that out.
Yeah, Justice Fuller. Look at it.
Okay. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Justice Fuller and Brittany Reese, who's off mic.
All right. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
There were three copperheads in bluegrass, three plain vipers moving fast. Well, there's blood on the pavement. There is gravel. Inside the house.
that mic a little, move that mic a little closer.
Okay. Hi, I'm here.
Okay. All right.